This weekend is stacked with hands-on workshops centered on sourdough bread baking, to include pie crusts, bagels, and babka. But outside the flour-dusted activities, there are also several presentations about what sourdough can reveal about the world around us. Microbial ecologist Dr. Erin McKinney is leading two of them.
Bread is inextricably tied to human cultures, no matter where we're from across the world. And microbial cultures are actually lying at the heart of those human cultures.
McKinney is a postdoctoral research fellow at Rob Dunn's lab through the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. She and a cohort of researchers are leading an effort called the Global Sourdough Project. They're documenting the bacteria and microorganisms found in the starter used to make bread in samples from around the world. McKinney says it turns out sourdough can serve as a model for other human body environments.
Where there's a delicate balance between bacteria and yeast, a lot of times there's that interplay of if the bacteria go dormant or are killed somehow, then you get a bloom of yeast, which on a human body might be, you know, described as a yeast infection. So to me, there's a very interesting dynamic between these microbes in sourdough starters that could have implications for understanding human health.
In addition to presenting some of her findings, McKinney will also discuss ways sourdough can be used to teach microbiology in school or home settings, no laboratory required. She calls her method countertop science. I'm Cass Harrington.